我们来看以赛亚书的三十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书的三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
十五节。
Verse 15.
三十章十五节。
Chapter 30, verse 15.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说，你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们静止不肯。这一节圣经节给很多人很大的引导跟安慰。
This verse gave us a great sense of guidance and also comfort.
那十五节开头说，这是主以色列的圣者。这样讲
Here, in the beginning of verse 15 says, says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel.
这个以色列的圣者就是天上的神。
And the Holy One of Israel is the God in heaven.
那神讲的话就是真理。
And what God, tells us is the truth.
安定在天啊，直到永远。
And this is the truth from heaven until forever.
所以以赛亚先知离开现在大概有3800年。
And so prophet Isaiah is from today's times about 3,000 years ago.
但是这个话到今天还是适用。
But his words can still apply to us today.
那在这里讲，你们得救要在乎归回安息。
Here says you shall be saved in returning and rest.
当时以色列百姓确实遇到很大的困难。
And the people, the Israelites at the time faced a great challenge.
那人遇到困难，第一个想法就是要怎么解决。
And when you face a challenge, the first thing you would think of is how to overcome.
那如果困难是生死之间的困难，那解决困难叫做得救。
And so if this challenge is between life and death, then overcoming it is to be saved.
那今天呢，这个原则也适用在我们的信仰生活。
This principle can also apply to our faith today.
那以色列当时遇到什么困难？
So what type of challenge did the Israelites face?
就是亚述强国要来攻打他们。
Which is the powerful as Assyrians is attacking them.
这个亚述非常强，已经把北国以色列已经打败被掳走了。
And Assyrians were powerful and already conquered the northern kingdom of Israel.
那在以赛亚先知的时候，那个时候在西西家当王的时候，就开始要来围攻耶路撒冷。
And during the time of King Hezekiah, they were about to attack the kingdom.
要怎么办呢？
And so, what shall they do?
那我们人在遇到困难，第一个想法就是要怎么解决困难。
So when we face a challenge, the first thing we would think about is, how do we solve it?
但是呢，神在看以色列百姓遇到亚述要攻打他们这个困难，神是在乎为什么神让这个困难发生。
So when God sees the Israelites being attacked by the Syrians, and what God is thinking about is why are they being attacked?
因为有一个原因，所以困难才发生。
And there has to be a cause for this to happen.
那原因是什么？
And what is the reason?
原因就是以色列百姓离开神，
which is the Israelites had departed from God，
去拜偶像，
and they went to idol worshiping。
其实那个时刻他们生活过得不错，
at the time they were actually living in comfort，
生活很安逸，而且没有忧虑，
and they had a comfortable life， and they were not there's nothing for them to worry about。
那生活如果安逸无虑人应该是更加感谢神，来敬拜神、服侍神才对。
If men can live without worry, then they should spend more time worshiping and giving thanks to God.
但是从生命记里面神的预言跟实际上发生人在生活忧郁安逸的时候是信仰最大的挑战。
But in Deuteronomy, it tells us that when man lives in a worry-free state, that is the most dangerous moment.
因为人想的不是神的事情。
Because what man thinks about is not the matter of God.
一直往世界去啊。
But to think of the matters of the world.
那世界有世界的潮流，世界有世界的文化。
And the world has its own trends.
当人的心一直往世界去，就跟着潮流走，跟着文化去了。
And if you put your heart toward the world, then your heart will follow the trends of the world.
在当时的文化就是拜偶像。
And doing the custom at the time is people will worship idols.
所以一旦离开神，人的生活就往拜偶像那个方向去。
Once men departed from God, their heart was consumed toward worshiping idols.
但是呢，它还是有宗教的仪式跟外表。
But it also has a lot of customs of religion.
就是守节跟献祭
，which is observing holidays and offering sacrifices.
但是宗教的实质已经不存在。
But the principles of the religion were gone.
什么是宗教的实质
？And so, what are the principles of the religion?
神要我们的是什么
？And what does God require of us?
第一个，行公义
，which is be righteous.
第二个，好怜悯。
And have mercy.
第三个，存谦卑的心跟神同行。
And third, have a humble heart to walk with God.
这个是信仰的实质。
And so these are the principles of our faith.
行公义是对自己的要求。
And to be righteous is an expectation of ourselves.
我所做的一切要在神面前看是对的。
And everything that we do must be righteous in the eyes of God.
好怜悯是我们对别人的态度。
And to be humble is attitude toward others.
像主耶稣说，你要爱人，像我爱你一样。
Just like what Jesus said, we should love others as we love ourselves.
那第三个就是要跟神同行。
And third is to walk with the Lord.
不是神跟我们同行。
It's not the Lord walk with us.
我们跟神同行。
But rather we walk with the Lord.
这样代表人的谦卑。
And this represents our humble.
那如果这个宗教实质抓住呢
？If we can grasp onto these principles,
一个人在神的恩典祝福之下，不会跑去拜偶像的。
And under the grace of God, a man will not worship idols.
但是如果没有看到这个灵里面的这个问题
，If we cannot recognize the issues we have in the spirit,
那人常常就看外表，神是慈爱的，神为什么允许亚述王来攻他们呢？那神的爱在哪里呀
？And then we start to question if God is love, why did God allow the Assyrians to attack us?
那正是因为神爱他们，因为这个跟神的关系在灵里面好像婚姻的盟约一样。
And because God loves them, just like the love two people love each other.
所以神要借着一个很大的困难，使他们能够归回。
And so God will use a great challenge to make them return.
所以这里讲得救在乎归回。
And so here's in returning, they shall be saved.
要从我们的问题解决要归回，归回就是回转向神。
And to in order to be saved, here it says we must return, which is turn back to God.
但是最后一句说你们不肯。
But the last verse says, but you will not.
你看我们每一天的生活都是一直调，一直调，调到最舒服的情况。
And so if we look at our daily lives, we're constantly changing it until we reach a point that we feel most comfortable.
所以除非有重大的事情发生我们人不愿意改变的。
And so, unless there's a great challenge in our life, we're unwilling to change.
就是一天一天这样一直过，因为没事，就是这样一直走下去。
And everything seems to be normal, and we'll just keep living that way.
那对我们来讲除非我们愿意改变，不然我们的信仰就停留在这里。
unless we're willing to change, then our faith will be a standstill.
所以有时候神让我们遇到问题是要提升我们的信仰，不是神不爱我们。
And so sometimes when we face a challenge in our faith, that's because God wants to elevate our faith.
所以神借着先知讲你要从你的问题得救，要归回。
And so God used the prophets to tell them that in order for them to be saved, they must return.
那在三十章的第一节如果看第一节。
If we turn to chapter 30, verse 1.
神说，或在这个悖逆的儿女，他们同盟不由于我，结盟却不由于我的灵，以致罪上加罪。第二节。
2.
起身下埃及去，并没有求问我，要靠法老的力量，加添自己的力量，并投在埃及的印下。所以他们遇到问题里面很多的参谋，头脑很聪明。
And so a lot of times when they face challenges, they will have a lot of counsels.
那这些地上头脑很聪明的人就为他们建议埃及也是强国，所以跟埃及结政治的联盟就能够来抵挡亚述的攻击。
And a lot of these counsels men recognize that Egypt is a great country, so they want to walk towards Egypt.
那这种想法是 很合理的。
It seems logical.
但是很合理是合人的理。
But this is logical according to the thinking of men.
但是在神看起来。
But according to God.
一个神的子民遇到困难不愿意靠神。
When the children of God face a challenge, but unwilling to rely on God.
去靠一个拜偶像的国度。
But rather to rely on a country that worships idols.
这个对神来讲是一种羞辱。
And this is a shame toward God.
所以神讲你成事在行谋事在人成事在天。
And so you can counsel according to men, but God would accomplish things.
你人怎么聪明，如果神不愿意成就，不会没有办法解决的。
Regardless how intelligent you are, if God's unwilling, things will not be done.
那为着要提醒他们，那怎么归回呢？
And so God's trying to remind them, and how should they return?
到底你们的问题在哪里？为什么今天亚述会来攻你们？
And where is the source of this problem, and why Assyrians are attacking you today?
那当时没有圣经可以翻
But at the time, they do not have Bibles.
那没有圣经可以翻，就是神差先知嘛。
And so when they have no Bibles,God will send them prophets.
那先知就是神把话给他，他就去传了。
And so when God gives the message to the prophet, and the prophet would deliver the message to the people.
好，我们看第八节。
Let's turn to verse 8.
现今你去在他们面前将这个话刻在板上，写在书上，以便传给后世。直到永永远远第九节
Verse 9
因为他们是悖逆的百姓说谎的儿女不肯听从主耶和华训诲的儿女第十节
10
他们对先见说不要妄见不吉利的事对先知说不要向我们讲正直的话要向我们讲柔和的话虚幻的事十一节
11.
你们要离弃正道偏离直路不要在我们面前再提说以色列的圣者因为先知每一次去讲给他听都不好听了。
So every time the prophet went to speak to them, it was speaking things that's hard to hear, hard to accept.
当时耶利米先知花二十几年的时间只讲一个讯息。
And so Prophet Jeremiah at that time had to spend 20 years to speak of one message.
你们要离开拜偶像这个恶道，要回归向神。
And the people should walk away from idol worshiping and return back to God.
从早上到晚上同一个讯息讲二十几年。
And the same message was delivered morning to night for 20 years.
那有没有改变呢？没有改变
And the people did not change.
人不喜欢听啊,
and people were not willing to listen.
哦, 因为如果我们拜偶像, 我们跟社会的文化是认同的, 我们跟他们可以当朋友。
And so if they worship idols, then they can be accepted by the society, and they could be friends with people.
哦, 所以, 哦, 他们不喜欢听, 他们需要听的话。
So they dislike listening to the words that they should be listening.
哦, 他们想听, 他们想要听的话。
And they only like to listen to things that they're willing to listen.
哦, 那这样的话, 就没有办法改变了。
And so in this way, they cannot change.
哦, 啊, 因此啊, 啊, 神就对他们说,
And so God said to them,
啊, 12节,
in verse 12,
所以以色列的圣子如此说, 因为你们藐视训诲的话, 倚赖神, 啊, 依靠欺压, 而乖谬, 以此为可靠, 啊, 13节,
13,
故此罪孽在你们身上, 好像将要破裂突出来的高墙, 啊, 啊, 所以因为这样子啊, 偏离了神, 不愿意改变了, 在神面前呢，罪就更深。
And because of these things, they walked astray from God, unwilling to change, and have sinned against God.
因此，15节就呼召说，你们要归回，才能够得救。And
so in 15, God once again told them to be saved, that they need to return.
那今天呢，对我们来讲，到底是什么意思？
And so what is this message for us today?
首先我们如果回到以赛亚先知的西西家王的经验。
And so if we return back to the experience between Isaiah and King Hezekiah.
真的靠神可以脱离亚述王吗？
And by relying on God, can people overcome the attack of Assyrians?
先知说你归回就可以得救。
And the prophet says, you will be saved if you return.
好，那我们现在来看以赛亚书的37章。
So let's turn to Isaiah chapter 37.
以赛亚37章。
Chapter 37.
33节。
Verse 33.
所以耶和华论亚述王如此说，他必不得来到这城，也不得在这里射箭，不得拿盾牌。 到城前，也不足垒攻城。再看35节，因我为自己的缘故，又为我仆人大卫的缘故，必保护拯救这城。36节，这里讲神的使者出去，在亚述王中。 杀了18万5000人，清早有人一看，都是死尸，37节。亚述王拿基利就拔营回去，住在尼尼微，38节。一日在神的尼尼微庙叩拜他的儿子，就用刀杀了他。所以真的到最后啊。 真的得救了。
So toward the end, the Israelites were saved.
啊，怎么得救？
And how were they saved?
哦，就是神差使者把亚述的军队杀了18多万。
And so God sent His messengers and killed 185,000 of Assyrians.
哦，所以神的话是信实的，一定会实现的。
So God's words are truthful and will come true.
哦，啊，因此啊，如果我们今天遇到困难。
So today, if we face a challenge,
回到神的话来寻找神要我们怎么做, 这是非常重要的。
And it's important that we return back to the Word of God to understand what we should do.
我们现在看撒迦利亚书。
Let's turn to Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书。
Zechariah.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
撒迦利亚书的第一章
Zechariah chapter 1
第一章的第三节
Chapter 1 verse 3
所以你要对以色列人说万军的神如此说你们要转向我我就转向你们这是万军的神说的 在这个地方讲，神告诉以色列百姓。
And so God said to the Israelites here,
你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
And he says, return to me, and I will return to you.
那这个转向代表什么？
And so what does it mean to return?
就是表示只要他们愿意回转归向神，神也愿意回转归向他们。
If they are willing to return and turn back to God, God would also turn back to them.
那两边都回转，那这个关系就很正常了。
If both sides are turning back to each other, then they will return to a normal relationship.
所以有时候我们常常在想神创造宇宙，神这么大，我是微尘，我怎么能够改变神呢？
And so often we ponder, God created such a vast universe. I'm just a dust. Why does God care about me?
这样的想法也是用人的逻辑去想的。
And this is a type of thinking according to man's own logic.
一个微尘怎么能够改变神呢？
And how can a dust change God?
但是神的想法不是这样。
But God does not think this way.
神像一个父亲。
God is like a father.
人好像是一个浪子。
And man's like a prodigal son.
父亲在等待浪子回头。
And the father is waiting for the prodigal son to return.
所以那个浪子愿意回来。
If the prodigal son is willing to return.
父亲的门是开着。
And the door of the father is always open.
虽然浪子整身都是猪的味道。
And although the son smelled like a pig.
他把父亲的财产也用光了。
And he wasted the inheritance from his father.
犯了很多的罪。
And made many mistakes.
但是等他回来。
But he returned.
父亲拥抱他。
And the father embraced him.
接纳他。
Accept him.
给他穿最好的衣服。
And put on a good clothing on him.
给他戴戒指。
And to give him a ring.
然后用宴席来接待他。
And to welcome him with a feast.
这个就是天父的心啊。
So this is the heart of our Heavenly Father.
所以最难改变的不是人啊，最难改变是神，不是神啊，是人啊。
So the most difficult to change is not God, but rather is man.
所以这里讲你们转向我，我就转向你，所以神在等啊，你要不要回转啊？回转我就回转向你啊。
And so God is telling me, return to me, I'll return to you. So he's waiting for us to return.
因此这神跟人如果不是很亲密，我们对神的体验如果越来越淡薄，神没有问题，不要检讨神啊。
And so when we have our relationship with God has withered, we should not think it's God's fault.
也就是说，不要埋怨神了，神没有问题啊。
It should not grumble against God. That is, we should not think it's the problem of God.
所以我们本身要懂得回转。
We need to learn to return.
那我们对神的体验就会加深。
Then we would elevate our experience with God.
我们就可以从问题来得救。
Then we can be saved through our problems can be saved.
那这个原则抓住就可以应用到很多很多的事情。
If you can comprehend this principle, then you can apply to this many to many circumstances.
所以圣经里面记载好多好多的例子。
And so the Bible records many examples.
比如说哈该书在记载。
And for example, what's recording in the book of Haggai.
神说你们种的多然后收的少。
But God said, "You plant much, but harvest little."
赚的钱多，带在口袋，口袋破一个洞。
And you make much money, but there's a hole in your pocket.
如果我们种的都有收，你就不会缺乏。
And if you harvest as much as you plant, you will not lack.
如果赚的钱带在口袋没有破洞，那个都剩下了。
And if all your money is in a pocket without holes, then it's all yours.
奇怪了，这么辛苦做工，好像生活很困难。
And you continue to wonder why you work so hard, but yet you are not satisfied.
那钱是有进到银行但是不晓得怎么样，银行总是没有钱。
And your money went into the bank, but it seems like there's never enough.
那当时的哈该书怎么讲？
And so what did Haggai tell us?
说神的殿荒凉。
And God's temple is desolate.
那你们只顾自己的房子。
And you only care about your own house.
哦，住天花板很豪华的房子，神的殿荒凉啊。
And your house is in great shape, but yet the house of God is desolate.
哦，所以生活发生问题，有时候有的人就想啊，那投入更多去追求。
And so when you sometimes when people face a problem, one of the solutions they think of is to spend even more energy and effort to fix it.
这个也是人的想法。
And this is the thinking of men.
啊，不够就要做更多工作，两个工作，三个工作。
If it's not enough, then I would have a second job or a third job.
但是问题是，这个真的是神要解决我们问题的方法吗？
But is this the method that God wants us to solve our problems?
啊，后来这个以色列百姓就听到这个先知的引导，就回来开始重建殿。
And so the people heard the warning of the prophet, and they came back to fix the temple.
好，那我们现在看哈该书，神怎么讲。
And so let's turn to Haggai to see what God has commanded.
Haggai 书的第二章。
Haggai chapter 2.
Haggai 书第二章。
Haggai chapter 2.
十八节。
Verse 18.
你们要追想此日立殿的根基的日子。十九节。
19.
仓里有谷吗？无花果树，无花果树是石榴树、橄榄树都没有结果子，从今以后我必赐福给你。这个地方讲哈，从今以后我要赐福给你。
And here in this verse says, from this day I will bless you.
啊，这一日是哪一日
？Which day？
是立殿根基的日子。
The day they set the foundation for the temple.
这个是神的原则啊。
So this is the principle of God.
我们大家可以用信心来试验。
And we could test this with our faith.
多把神的事情放在第一位。
And to put the matter of God first.
然后六日劳碌做工，做我们应该有的本分。
And we can work for 6 days to carry our duties.
只要口袋没有破一个洞哦，赚的钱都是剩下的。
And so, as long as there's no holes in your pocket, what you have is
left. 只要你撒的种都会自然出生结果，那个就是丰富啊。
And so all the seeds you plant would bear fruits, and you have abundant harvest.
但是啊，要这样体验哦，要有神的祝福啊。
And to have this type of experience, it would require the blessing of God.
啊，神的祝福从哪里来
？And so where do we receive the blessing of God?
把心回转来关心神的家。
And to return back to caring for the house of God.
表面上看起来啊，这个跟我的生活有什么关系？
And so you will ask, what does this have to do with my daily lives?
哦，如果没有神是没有关系的。
Without God, of course, it's nothing.
哦，如果教会是同乡会，这是没有关系的。
And it's nothing if it was one of your clubs.
哦，但是如果教会是神的家
，But church is the house of God.
是神的殿
，It's the temple of God.
当我们所做的让神的家让神的殿能够更兴盛，我们就会得福。
And if we carry out things and do things that makes this house prosperous, then God will bless us.
所以得救在乎归回。
And so to be saved requires returning.
回到用神的话来看我们问题更深的一层属灵的层面，到底为什么会发生这个问题？
And to understand and use the words of God to examine what type of issues we have in our faith.
所以啊，问题发生了，不要去问那个没有信神的人啊。你替我想想看，我要怎么办
？And so when you have a problem, we should not seek counsel from someone who does not believe in the Lord.
因为他没有神所以他看不出什么叫神的祝福。
And so because he doesn't know God, he doesn't know what is the blessing of God.
他看不出什么叫做一无所有，又是样样都有。
He doesn't understand that when you have nothing, you have everything.
但是一个有神的话，对神有体验的人，他才能够给我们真的有智慧的建议。
And for someone who knows God, he will give us a great counsel from the wisdom of God.
那我们再看几个例子。
Let's look at another example.
马拉基书的第三章。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 3.
马拉基书的第三章
Malachi chapter 3
第八节
Chapter 3, verse 8.
人岂可夺取神的物呢? 你竟然夺取我的供物, 你们却说我在何事上夺取你们的供物呢? 就是在你们当献的十分之一和当纳的供物上。 第九节。
Verse 9.
因为你们通过的人都要夺取我的供物, 咒诅就临到你们身上。 第十节。
10.
万军的神说, 要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库, 是我家有粮，以此试试，我是你为你们敞开天上的窗户，是给你们，让你们无处可容。这个地方讲，你们怎么夺取神的物呢?
Here says, how can you rob from God?
我们就想，没有啊，教会的东西，我连一个杯子也没有拿回家。
And we were saying, how could that be? We didn't even take a cup from the church.
什么叫夺?
And what does it mean to rob?
夺比偷罪还重啊。
And this is greater than stealing.
那这里讲当纳的十分之一。
And this is referring to the tithe.
我们能够赚钱。
And so today we can make money.
是因为第一个神给我们生命。
But first, because God gave us a life.
第二个神给我们能力。
God gave us abilities.
第三个神给我们机会。
And third, God gave us opportunities.
第四个神给我们健康。
And fourth, God gave us health.
你只要缺乏四个里面另任何一个，就没有办法赚到钱。
If you lack any one of these four things, you cannot make money.
我们唯一可以觉得说是归于自己，是因为我很努力去赚钱。
You can think that you can make money because you have your own abilities.
除了这一点之外，其他都是需要神啊。
And aside from that, everything else depends on God.
那第一块到第九块是我们自己的。
And so from dollar number one to dollar number nine, it belongs to you.
第十块是神的，这是一种感恩。
And the tenth dollar, it belongs to God. This is, represents thanksgiving.
那我们奉献十一捐，你看那个财务，到礼拜六聚完会，奉献箱打开了，钱不见了，为什么？神的啊，神收到天上去了，没有这样的。And
so we will not see that when we count the money on the Sabbath day, then money's not there because it went to heaven. That's not the case.
虽然是说奉献给神。
Although we said this is an offering to God.
但是你看每个月的报表，大家教会都有公布啊，几块钱用来维修房子，几块钱是电费电表，几块钱是用来买东西，还是用在我们个人的身上。
And when we see the financial report, you can see all the expenses that went to electricity, went to repairs. This is all actually used on us.
那如果大家都没有奉献十分之一,
if we do not offer our tithe,
我不是说我们大家没有，只是一个例子。
I'm not saying that we haven't. It's just for example.
那我们来到教会。
And for today, when we come to church.
这个美好的会堂，那个电费，那中午吃饭要从哪里来？
Then where do we have the money to pay for the electricity and also pay for the food?
但是感谢神啊。
And we really thank, this is all give thanks to God.
我听到很多的慕道朋友。
And I heard from some truth seekers.
他走过很多教会，他说真耶稣教会几个很特别的地方。
And they've been to other churches, and one of the interesting thing regarding True Jesus Church.
其中有一个特别就是聚会从头到尾不会有人传一个袋子叫你投钱。
And what is very special for TJC is that you do not see someone passing a bag during service to collect money.
这确实很特别。
And it's very special.
但是教会的钱从来没有缺乏。
But church never lacked money.
所以不要想说教会要我们的钱。
So don't think that the church is looking to gain from your gain from you.
很多懂得感恩的信徒，他所得的是更多。
And so those who know how to give thanks, they offer even more.
所以得救在乎归回。
And so to be saved, depends on returning.
为什么有时候我们做得很努力，为什么生活好像有什么缺乏？
And so it seems like there's some lackings in your lives.
想想看，我们有没有献十一捐？
And so you should reflect to think whether you offered tithe.
你给神的，神一定是加倍的给我们。
And if you offer to God, God will repay you even more.
我一直记得一个同工的见证。
And so I remember a testimony from a holy worker.
那个时候他住的地方 还没有起刀所。
The location he lived, they have not yet had a prayer house.
所以他买的房子，那个地下室就把它装成好像祈祷所一样聚会的地方。
And so he bought a house and he renovated his basement, like a service location for service.
他就用自己的钱花了300块钱呢，买桌子椅子。
And so he spent $300 and bought tables and chairs.
他也没有到教会里面来，我这个是聚会用的，教会要还给我，当然也可以这样做了啊。
But he did not come to church and say, "Oh, I spent for church use purposes. I should expense them." But he did not.
那后来他这个房子的屋顶啊，老旧了，需要修。
And so one time, his roof is getting too old. It requires repair.
找了好几家来估价，有一家给他1000。
And he got a few estimates, and the estimate come out to be $1,000.
那要修房子，那个早上他还确定1500。
And the morning, before the repair started, it was confirmed to be $1,000.
那屋顶修好之后，那个人跟他讲，我跟你收1200。
And but after the work was done, the repair company says we have to charge you $1,200.
但是问他，早上不是讲好1500，怎么现在变1200？
And so he questioned, this morning you still said 1,000, why now it's 1,200?
我就是觉得1200就可以了。那个人跟他讲1200就可以了。
Okay. So at first we said 1,500, but now it became 1,200.
他省了300块。
And from that experience, he saved 300.
那个300块就是他用在买桌子椅子聚会用的。
And this 300 seems to be the same amount he spent for the church and chairs.
对神要有信心啊。
So we must have faith in God.
把神摆在第一来想事情。
And to put God first as we navigate through our problems.
我们的体验绝对会更丰富，而不是因为你对神有信心，拿出什么东西越来越穷，没有这样的例子的。
And you will not have experienced example of the more you offer to God, the poorer you become.
神是活的。God
is living.
神是爱。
And God is love.
所以对神啊，我们要回转归向他。And
so we should return toward God.
我们看以赛亚书的55章。Let's
turn to Isaiah chapter 55.
55章的第一节。Isaiah
chapter 55 verse 1.
你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来。你们都来买的吃，不用银钱，不用价值也来买。第二节。你们为何花钱买那不足的食物，用劳碌得来买那不能使人饱足的呢？你们要留心听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。 怎么活得快乐？这个是大部分人的常常在想的一个问题。Most
of us think about how to live a joyful life.
所以你想想看，我们人的一生吃，要食衣住行，再来娱乐。And
so most of us, we live our lives surrounding eating, drinking, clothing ourselves. Having a house and also entertainment.
所以为什么要多赚一点钱，多花在这里吧？食衣住行娱乐。
And so the reason we want to make more money so that we can spend the money on these things.
那真的食衣住行娱乐就会让我们很快乐吗？
Is it true that we can eat better, drink better, have better clothing, and have more entertainment will make us more happy?
第二节，为什么花钱买那个不能足的食物呢？
And verse 2 says, why do you spend money for what is not bread?
是不错啦，肉体是饱足了。
It's true that our body is satisfied.
那心里面那个洞啊，怎么去填满？
But how do you fill the hole that is in your heart?
所以信主啊，不是在守规条。
And so believing the Lord is not to follow regulations.
信耶稣了，不可以看电视了，不可以打麻将了，不可以这个了，不可以那个。如果这样哦，信得很痛苦。
And it's not Blame the Lord is not that you cannot play mahjong, you cannot watch TV, and you would live a very difficult life.
那怎么办呢?
And so what do we do?
我们做到最后是不需要。
And we should live to a point that we feel we don't need these things.
你真的需要一天八小时就是坐在电视面前吗?看韩剧,看这个,看那个吗?
Do we really need to spend 8 hours a day watching TV?
不是不可以的,不需要。
It's not that we cannot, but rather is we don't need to.
你真的需要去打麻将吗?
Do you really need to play a mahjong?
如果不可以,哇,信耶稣信得很痛苦,不需要,哇,很自由,很好。
And so, when you feel the point that you don't need to, you feel self-satisfied.
那怎么做到不需要?
And so how do we can live to a point that we don't need these things?
所以在,在我们刚刚读的第三节,第二节。
In verse
2, 你们留心听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。
It says, "Listen carefully to me and eat what is good."
常常听神的话，想神的话。
And this tells us to often listen and reflect the words of God.
常常祷告不是只有说方言这样就结束了，被圣灵充满。
We should often pray, not just to speak in tongues, but rather to be also be filled with the Holy Spirit.
常常数算神的恩典，心存感谢。
And often count God's blessings and have a thankful heart.
常常赞美神。
And often praise the Lord.
那你心就很满足了。
Then your heart will be satisfied.
那这个心一旦提升靠近神了。
And once your heart is elevated toward God,
你会发现我们心的那个喜爱跟电视所要呈现的那个臭人的喜好不同了，不同你就觉得不需要了。
And then you start to notice your interests and hobbies started to change, and you feel you don't need those things anymore.
所以回转要回转。
So we must return.
生命得到丰盛。
Then our life can be abundant.
我们就得到自由。
Then we will receive freedom.
如果没有回转，从神得到满足很容易被魔鬼钓鱼钓到了。
And if we cannot return and receive that satisfaction, then it's very easy to be lured by the devil.
魔鬼不是说张弟兄来这里很痛苦谁会去？
And Satan will not. Lure you and says, come to this sorrowful place.
这里很快乐啊。
But rather he will tell you this is a happy place.
有名有利有享受。
And there are enjoyments and there are fames here.
但是里面有一个钩啊。
But there's a hook.
你被钩到了到最后就死了。
And once you've been hooked, then you will die at the end.
所以回转追求生命的丰盛。
And so we should return to pursue after the abundance of life.
我们看回来看五十五章。
Let's come back to chapter 55.
第八节。
Verse 8.
神说我的意念非同你们的意念我的道路非同你们的道路。第九节。
9.
天怎样高过地照样我的道路也高过你们的道路我的意念高过你们的意念。这个地方讲神跟人的差别。
And here talks about the difference between God and man.
这里第九节。天怎样高过地。
And how...Heavens are higher than earth.
天跟地差多远?
And how far is heaven from earth?
没有办法形容了。
It's hard to describe.
那我的道路也高过你们的道路。
And my ways are higher than your ways.
这个在讲什么?
And what is this referring to?
就是我们头脑的想法。
And this is the thinking in your heads.
神的话对事情的看法跟人从地面上对事情的看法是不一样的。
And so God's words and God's thoughts is different than the words and thoughts on earth.
所以以赛亚书里面才说个人偏行己路。
And so Isaiah says people walk their own ways.
我也哪里偏。
And which ways?
所以人跟人相处你不能说你偏了。
And when you between man and man, you cannot say that your way is the wrong way.
为什么?
Why?
你可以走你的路，我走我的路啊。
And because you can walk your path, and I can walk mine.
因为人跟人都是相对的，不没有一个绝对的。
And so everyone is there's a contrast.
但是，一旦圣经讲偏，就是表示有一个绝对的。
And when you said that when you walk astray, that means there's a right path which is absolute.
啊，那跟这个绝对的啊，做标准来衡量啊，已经离得越来越远，那个就是偏了。
And so if you are deviated from this the right path, then you are wind astray.
我们看以赛亚书五十三章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 53.
五十三章的第六节。
Chapter 53, verse 6.
我们都如羊走迷的路，偏行己路，神使我们的罪孽都归在他身上。请读。
Verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own ways. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
这个地方讲我们都偏行己路。
And so we have gone astray.
No, 神使我们众人罪孽都归在他身上，所以偏行在神就变成罪了。
And so gone astray, this also became iniquity.
所以有时候我们看到一些人头脑很聪明。
So there are a lot of people who are very smart.
他人生有一套计划。
And he has an entire plan for himself.
我就是要往我的计划一直努力去。
And he would work very hard toward his own plans.
我如果能够计划实现。
If he could accomplish his plans.
就证明我是一个有能力的人。
And he proves that he is someone who has a great ability.
我成就我的计划，这个就是证明我比人高一等。
And that if you can accomplish those things, that shows that he's greater than other people.
如果这个人没有信耶稣，可以了解。
It's understandable if that person did not believe in Jesus.
但是如果这个人已经信耶稣，
but if that person believed in Jesus,
我们真的承认耶稣对我有主权吗？
And can we accept that Jesus has the power over us?
所以很多人虽然信耶稣，他对自己的人生主权是自己抓在自己的手里。
And so for some people who believe in Jesus, they still think that they hold the power over them themselves.
神的地位很低啊。
And God did not have a status in their heart, in their mind.
是自己做决定，一直祷告神啊，你如果爱我，这成全我的决定。
And they often want God to accomplish their own will.
那第一个，我们是神造
的。First, we're created by God.
我们是泥土，神是窑匠。
And we're being where the God is the potter, where the clay.
造我们的神对被造的有主权。
And so the Creator has the absolute power.
第二个，我们是神救的。
And second, we are being saved by God.
是重价买来的。
Being bought by a great price.
所以出重价的人对他所买的东西有主权。
And so the person who paid the great price has the absolute will.
第三个，我们面对神的审判。
And third, we will face the judgment of God.
神审判不是说张弟兄啊，你人生有没有理想？你有没有达到理想？
And God will not say to you, have you reached your desires in this world?
不是这样审判的。
God will not judge you according to how much you accomplished.
神的审判是什么？
And what is God's judgment?
我对你一生的计划，你有没有达成？
Have you accomplished the plan I have set for you?
我们是在戏台上演戏。
And so we're performing a play.
神已经预备我们的剧本。
And God already gave us the play.
要不断的明白神要我做什么。
And we need to continually understand what God wants to do.
把它活出来。
And to live out those things.
那将来对神有一个交代。
Then we can answer God one day.
所以我们要回转。
So we must return.
回转归向神。
To return back to God.
走在神为我们预备的道路上。
And to walk on the path that he prepared for us.
那将来我们在审判的时候。
And so, on the day of the judgment.
我们就可以从神得到赏赐。
Then we can receive his blessing.
所以我们要回转归向神。
So we must return back to God.
我们就可以从我们的问题得救。
Then we can be saved. Our problems can be saved.
在神面前，我们就活出人最大的价值。
And then in front of God, we can live out the greatest value that we have.
因为我们已经活出神要我们做的那个目的。
And because we lived out the purpose that God has set for us.
好，来唱诗。
Let's sing.